Israel says its military operations in Gaza are back on after a ceasefire proposed by Egypt fell through. Israel says it agreed to the ceasefire for several hours, but that ended when rockets from Gaza were unrelenting. A short time ago, NPR reached a top Hamas official. He said Hamas leaders were negotiating among themselves about what to do and said to call back, as he put it, in a couple of days. We're joined now on the line by NPR's Emily Harris, who is in Gaza. And Emily, start by telling us, how real was this ceasefire in the first place?
Well, there was never an agreement for a ceasefire. There was a proposal for a ceasefire that came out of the Egyptian Foreign Ministry pretty late last night, local time. After that, the top political leader of Hamas in Gaza, Ismail Haniyeh, went on television and gave a speech, and he said that he wasn't opposed to a ceasefire in principle, referencing the 2012 ceasefire, the last time Israel and Hamas had this kind of confrontation. But he said what was important for Hamas was to change the living conditions for people in Gaza. And in that speech, he suggested that the military wing, Al-Qassam, and the political wing would be doing their work in separate paths. This morning at 9 o'clock, Israel's cabinet met and decided they would accept the ceasefire. The terms, the suggestion by the Egyptians was to quit fighting and come over here to Cairo and talk for a bit. And Israel stopped launching attacks in Gaza as of 9 a.m. local time. The Israeli military says they resumed them later this afternoon, although we did hear quite a large boom in the morning that sounded like an airstrike about mid-morning after 9 o'clock. Hamas says one of the reasons that they haven't signed on to this is also that they were not consulted.
And also, Hamas had expressed that it wanted something for a ceasefire. That is, it wanted something to make up for the fact that there'd been all this violence and all these deaths in Gaza.
That's right. Hamas wants something out of this ceasefire. What they are talking about wanting is a change to the daily life in Gaza. Since Hamas took power in the Gaza Strip in 2007 after a very violent and bloody fight with a rival Palestinian faction, Fatah. Ever since then, Israel has restricted travel in and out of the Gaza Strip and restricted what commercial goods come in and out of the Gaza Strip. One thing that's been especially restricted is construction material, which can have a dual use, a military or a civilian use, but it makes it very difficult for the Gazan economy to build homes, to build anything like that, if cement's not allowed in. What happened over most of this time was tunnels from Egypt, smuggling tunnels were dug, and things came through that way. Cement, food, cigarettes, cheap gasoline, weapons as well. But with the new government in Egypt, they closed down that line of access to goods, and they closed down the border crossing for people to cross into Egypt. So over the last year, slowly Gaza has gotten more in a stranglehold. And Hamas says that now what they want before they're willing to stop firing rockets is guarantees that Israel will make changes that will allow Gazans to have, as they put it, a more normal life.
Well, a more normal life would include some sort of structure politically. Hamas's hold on power, what? It's not exactly sure at this moment in time.
It's very uncertain. Hamas formally actually stepped out of government here about a month ago after it reached an agreement with Fatah, the rival Palestinian party in the West Bank that's headed by Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority government there. They reached an agreement on a government. Hamas left all the offices, the ministries here in Gaza. They obviously remain in control of the security situation here and the weapons here. But who is going to be in charge of Gaza after this ends is very unclear, whether Mahmoud Abbas can step in and actually have some kind of unification between the West Bank and Gaza. There are some voices in Israel that suggest Israel should take over again. They withdrew in 2005. Hamas may not be interested in governing anymore. The future here is pretty unclear.
Emily, thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.
That's NPR's Emily Harris speaking to us from Gaza City.